Well, first of all, it's a very important meeting. As you know, the U.S.-Zambian relationship has been warming up quite considerably over the many years. The construction of a mouth sector and indeed the modern infrastructure, the U.S. Embassy, does provide for confidence in the Zambian people and indeed the government. And the coming of a Secretary of State like Clinton provides that opportunity for us to cement that relationship. So her coming and meeting with the President of Zambia, Mr. Rupia Banda, today does provide an opportunity for the Zambians to be able to understand the American heart and indeed to join together with the Zambians.
I hear the meeting would also focus on the impact of AGOA and the prospects thereof. What impact do you think AGOA has had on Zambia's economy?
Well, AGOA has spurred and increased awareness in the Zambian economy and also provided great opportunities for the Zambian exporter and the Zambian businessmen and the U.S. businessmen to be able to interact. AGOA is a wonderful chapter in the life of Zambia, and we believe that we will make greater milestones to be able to rise in the quality of our own produced items in Zambia that are going to be marketed in the USA, and indeed for us to be able to answer the needs of the USA in many areas. So AGOA is a great revelation for Zambia.
Honorable Shikapwasha, so what will this mean for Zambian business people? Because members of AGOA and women empowerment groups are hosting about 36 nations in Lusaka on the sidelines of the AGOA conference. How will this impact the ordinary woman?
Well, as you are aware, the coming of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and indeed many other activities that have been going on before her coming, do not only deal with the government. They deal with non-government organizations. They deal with organizations that deal with the grassroots of the people. So the ordinary person on the street, the ordinary woman in the village, will be able to be reached by the many resolutions and decisions and agreements that are being reached and are moving in order to ensure that the vision of AGOA, both for Zambia and the USA, is realized.
So how has been the relationship between the government and the private sector in relation to AGOA since its inception?
Well, the relationship is very excellent. It's been positive, and both the government and the private sector have taken up to ensure that the greater heights are reached, even as Mrs. Clinton is coming.
So what would be the message of your government to Zambians now that Secretary Clinton meets President Rupia Banda today?
Well, as the two leaders meet today, first of all, is that the Zambian people, their hearts are to welcome Mrs. Hillary Clinton very warmly to Zambia. She brings a great light on the many women. She's a beacon of women emancipation all over the world, and Zambia is no exception. And because of that, it brings great opportunities for the Zambians and indeed the Americans themselves to ensure that now the grassroots relationship between the Zambia and America is enhanced as a result of AGOA. So we are looking forward greatly to the actual meeting today and indeed the moving of the entire conference throughout the days.